Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's Nature's Remedies is about seafood. Did you know there's a form of people who are basically vegetarian and who do partake of fish and seafood? Pesco-vegetarians, of course. Pesco, with a C as in cat, meaning fish in Romance languages. There's some food reasons to eat fish, and some vegetarians or would-be vegetarians could consider seafood as a regular indulgence. As far as health, there's quite a list of seafood's attributes. For one, as long as these are wild-caught, we're certainly not just recycling corn, as is the case with conventional livestock, which of course are fed by us, unless this livestock is completely grass-fed. That means we benefit from these fish eating their natural diets. The first nutrient that comes to mind is the omega-3 fatty acids, the good fat found in oily fish like sardines and salmon. Especially, there's two of these fatty acids already formed for us, EPA and DHA, that our bodies can use for a number of necessary functions, including combating inflammation and nourishing our nervous systems. While a couple of nuts and seeds have these oils as well, our bodies need to make these EPA and DHA fatty acids. So it's suggested many people can't do that very effectively. Hence, the preformed variety found in fish. DHA, in fact, is crucial for the nervous system, and something a parent-to-be should be mindful of for a developing baby. The Eskimo have been studied for their healthy attributes, such as absence of heart disease, and how these good fats may have contributed for this. Some doctors have even seen special benefit from giving patients with inflammation-related illness, like rheumatoid arthritis, high doses of fish oil, which mimics the amounts eaten naturally by northern peoples such as Inuit. Another nutrient found in seafood is vitamin D, and, like the good fats, is found in virtually no other category of food that Americans eat. As you probably know, vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, is in short supply in the wintertime in the state of Maine. A serving of canned salmon has at least half the recommended daily amount of vitamin D, with oysters, sardines, and mackerel having similar amounts, roughly 300 units a serving. The real whopper of a vitamin D dose from seafood is in canned cod liver, having 10 times this amount. Before you run away gagging, canned cod liver tastes much better than anything remotely as terrible as the bottled cod liver oil. Presumably, they take care to make sure it's not rancid. And of course, you get a large helping of omega-3 oils in this as well. Next, we have vitamin B12, the premier nutrient you can't get from vegetable source. And while people might think red meat like beef would have the most B12, not so, as there's only 1 microgram in a serving of this, whereas a serving of clams has 80 times this amount. That's right, not 8, but 80. Other notable seafood sources of B12 are mussels at 20 micrograms a serving, mackerel at 16, and sardines at 7, all of which are still multiples of the amount in beef. So we can see seafood is a unique supplier of nutrients, not found anywhere else. Now, there are some potential downsides, one of which is the fact mercury can bioaccumulate in especially the large species of fish, such as swordfish, which is best eaten rarely, if at all. Even while tuna and lobster should be limited, the canned white tuna especially concerns a pregnant woman. The light tuna, perhaps, could be chosen instead, having much less mercury than the white tuna. Talk to your healthcare provider or do your research about the mercury in fish, as you can get a blood level measurement as well. One bright spot is apparently the levels of mercury in sampled fish finally looks to be dropping, seemingly due to coal-fired power plants actually starting to go offline, at least in the United States. Another concern to mention is the sustainability of the fisheries. Governments, at least the United States, appear to be doing a reasonably job at preventing any given fish species from collapsing. But it is something to watch, as more of the world keeps increasing seafood consumption to possibly unsustainable levels. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.